In Britain, a jury has found a Dutch truck driver guilty of manslaughter in the deaths of 58 Chinese migrants and sentenced him to 14 years in prison. He also was found guilty of conspiring to illegally transport migrants into the United Kingdom. The Chinese nationals were found dead in the back of a refrigeration container at the port of Dover last June. They had suffocated in the heat during a ferry crossing from Belgium to Britain. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Maidstone, England. Tell me more about the verdict.
Well, Bob, Perry Walker, who is the 33-year-old truck driver from Rotterdam in the Netherlands, was found guilty on 58 counts of manslaughter and one count of conspiracy to smuggle illegal migrants into Britain. There's a second defendant in this case, a Chinese interpreter. She's living in Britain on a student visa, Ying Go. She, too, was found guilty of conspiring to smuggle the 58 Chinese nationals who perished in this nightmarish circumstances. The jury found that the two defendants were deeply involved in the circumstances surrounding their deaths. The jury's been out for 15 hours. It went out on Tuesday, and today the judge actually summoned them back and instructed them that they didn't need to find a unanimous verdict. A majority verdict would do. They came back and connected the dots, and they connected them unanimously, Bob. So there was sort of a sweeping indictment of these defendants today.
Was it a complicated case?
Well, you know, there was no smoking gun, and that complicates everything, right? It's complicated by the lack of direct evidence. But there was mountains of evidence that certainly was difficult to explain away. Why, for example, would Perry Walker, an experienced truck driver, have agreed to take a consignment of ripe vegetables in the heat of the summer across the channel in an unrefrigerated container? Well, the jury concluded he did it because the journey was not about a tomato delivery, but human cargo. As for the interpreter, Go, how do you explain away the huge amounts of money earned in a six-month period working for asylum seekers? How did she manage as a student to handle a total of 10% of all the Chinese asylum-seeking applications? The jury must have concluded she was part of something bigger, and that bigger is this syndicate, these lucrative operations that are engaged in the trafficking of human beings. And here, the finger is being pointed at the Chinese-based snakeheads who have an operation and a network throughout the world, and Britain is one of them.
There were two survivors. Did they testify?
They did testify, and their testimony was at times, it was both riveting and sketchy. They made no direct identification of either one of these defendants. In fact, one of them said, "I find foreigners look very much alike," which sort of gave a bit of a laugh to many of the British witnesses who were observers of the trial. But they both said that the air vent, the only thing that could have kept people alive, was closed after the journey began. And the prosecutor said no one but Perry Walker was there to do it. And the jury believed that. Even with no crying relatives in the courtroom, they believed it unanimously that he was the one who closed the vent and caused their deaths.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Maidstone, England.